15 students have been hard at work since January, learning 3D design, metal fabrication, welding, and painting to create something beautiful as well as functional. San Anto Cultural Arts Executive Director Harvey Mireles says students kicked around several ideas before settling on one whimsical design.
Some kids came up with a worm, some kid came up with a comb, and then one of them said, you know what, we're in the west side here, and the paleta man goes up and down the street every day, and this is about bicycling, so why don't we create a paleta bicycle rack?
Last November, San Anto received a $1,000 grant from Awesome SA to create a public art project. Awesome SA is part of the Awesome Foundation created in Boston to award monthly grants for local projects. The $1,000 comes from 10 donors each month. Local artist Casey Cooper helped students with the instruction and offered a studio space so they could work on the project. Mireles says the paleta is surprisingly large.
It's as if you had a paleta in your hand and you dropped it, and it lands at an angle, you know, head first. So the stick is sticking up, and it's going to be about 11 feet tall.
The students from San Anto Cultural Arts will present their amazing paleta bicycle rack Saturday morning with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, special edition paleta T-shirts for sale, and, of course, paletas. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.